The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening from the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. Tonight, J Country 101 Sports presents the OHSAA sectional championship game in the lower bracket in the Wapakoneta District, along with Justin Mangold and our studio producer, Daniel Bracey. I'm Jeff Overholser. And two teams here, Justin, playing tonight. The LCC won their first game, 63-46 over Ridgemont earlier this week, and Fort Recovery getting their first taste of tournament play.
Yeah, so it's been over a week since the Indians have last played, and that was a comeback win in their last contest against New Bremen. So LCC a bit of an advantage, as, again, they've already played this week.
Well, we will find out between these two schools, and, of course, we will talk to head coach Brian Patch here on the pregame, and we will have that interview for you coming up right after
if
this.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20 years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, making sure you're treated with respect and understand the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant toward the purchase of your home. For more information, call me at 375-4149. Proudly supporting our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, Pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Brian Patch on the pregame here at the Palace in Coldwater before tonight's sectional championship game against LCC. Any changes that you implement as you get into the tournament?
For this one, not a whole lot, no. I mean, we basically go matchup by matchup, how we think we match up with the other our opponent, either see what their strengths or their weaknesses are, what we want to try to exploit. So, you know, this is a team that's similar to the MAC. They played Coldwater. They played St. John's. So they're about similar like a MAC team. They have a nice inside post presence and some real nice guards that can shoot it. And so, you know, it's kind of a typical MAC team that we see that's well-balanced and well-coached, and they play hard. So, you know, for us, we're basically going to continue doing what we've been doing. So,
you're talking about doing what you've been doing. You won five of your last seven games and would even take two teams right down to the wire, even if it was a loss, but still it was against quality opponent, and you played very well getting here closer to the tournament.
Yeah, we've definitely played a lot better over the last few weeks, and obviously that's where you kind of want to be when you're looking at improvement throughout the year and not peaking early. But, you know, again, we don't have a senior on this team, and we have a lot of sophomores playing big minutes for us this year that got their first really varsity taste and significant minutes as far as quality minutes. And even our juniors, you know, with Val and Liv and Brooke, who played a lot of minutes for us last year, you know, they were put into a different role. And so it's kind of taken us a while to adjust a little bit to that and kind of gel together as a team. And so hopefully we're continuing to make progress and moving right along and getting better at the time of year you want to be getting better. So,
Coach, how do you deal with the jitters of a young team going into tournament play?
Well, every time, and this hasn't changed for us over, I think, 16 years of coaching here. You know, we don't really talk about wins and losses. We just talk about in every game, do the things that we're supposed to do, focus on the game plan. If you do the little things, you know, defend, take care of the basketball, hit free throws, not turn it over, those type of things, usually the wins and losses, you know, kind of take care of itself. And so we'll talk about, you know, doing, being focused, playing hard, playing together. You know, just all the little stuff that we talk about every game. And basically, I mean, once the ball's thrown up, that's what it is. It's just another game for us. And so, you know, we just got to go out there with that mindset, know that, you know, with a little more urgency, but also at the same time, don't be overwhelmed or don't be, you know, I guess scared that, you know, we can't make mistakes. Just go out there and play.
So what is the key for an Indians win tonight against LCC?
Well, defensively, we got to make sure we do a great job of keeping the ball out of the post. Their post player had 26 this last game, and so Olivia will be on her, but, you know, it's going to take a team effort with pressure in the guards, making it tough entry passes with backside help, boxing out, and then also they're not real deep, so making sure we try to get up and down the floor a little bit and try to wear her out. And then we just got to make sure that, you know, we're able to hit, you know, our shots that as we're running an offense that we can hit our easy shots, our shots that we normally hit or can hit, make sure we are able to finish those. So,
well, Coach, give us your starting lineup for tonight.
It's the same. It's been pretty much all year, and that's Kiera Wendell, sophomore guard for us, and Brooke Colleague, a junior guard for us, and then another sophomore, Allie Vaughn, will be another guard, and then our two fours or inside players would be juniors Val Mullenkamp and Olivia Patch.
Well, Coach, good luck in tonight's ball game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, fifth-year head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Brian Patch. We'll come back with more here at the Palace in Coldwater coming up here on WPGW Radio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear.
Fort Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off lists, Ball Camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it. Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
Welcome back to the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio, along with Justin Mangold. I'm Jeff Overholser. We get set for Fort Recovery Lady Indians basketball. Fort Recovery 11-11 and LCC Lady Thunderbirds at 12-11. But you love the tournament-type atmosphere, and it's a beautiful venue here at the Palace in Coldwater.
Yeah, Coldwater, always a good place to come, a good place, nice size building, and not going to need too much of it tonight, although the second game, once Minster and Waynesfield Goshen come in, it'll be full, but not going to have to empty it between sessions like they do sometimes.
Well, this is the first of a doubleheader for you. We have Fort Recovery girls basketball here on Jay Country 101, and Fort Recovery playing LCC, and then we'll go to University of Findlay with Rob Weaver as the Fort Recovery boys play their final regular season tune-up against Tyler Niekamp and the Van Buren team. So we'll have that for you coming up as well. All right, Justin Mangold, take a look at what you have for us for tonight's ball game.
Well, the teams have five common opponents. Fort Recovery lost to Crestview 42-36. LCC lost to Crestview 49-34. Fort Recovery beat Wapakoneta 37-34. LCC lost to Wapakoneta 38-32. St. John's, Fort Recovery lost 42-40, and LCC lost 46-43, so pretty close there. Coldwater, Fort Recovery beat Fort Recovery lost to Coldwater 34-31. LCC lost to Coldwater 34-32, so another pretty close one there. And near the end of the year, Fort Recovery beat Salina 35-22. LCC beat Salina 40-23, so five common opponents. Fort Recovery 2-3 in those games. LCC is 1-4.
Well, Fort Recovery, they have won five of their last seven games in the season. And for LCC, they have won four of their last five. So who is going to peak tonight?
And the big one, Fort Recovery, coming off a lot of momentum, a 42-39 against New Bremen, the game they won late.
All right, we will have the starting lineups with Justin Mangold coming up here on Jay Country 101 Radio after this.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
All right, back here at the Palace at Coldwater. Let's go over to Justin Mangold and tonight's starting lineups.
All right, first for the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. They are coached by Ron Williams. They will start a junior in Sophie Santaguida, a junior in Jessica Wilker, a sophomore in Aaron Mulcahy, a sophomore in Mary Kelly Mulcahy, and a junior in Rosie Williams. For Brian Patch's Fort Recovery Indians, they will start a junior Brooke Collig, another junior Olivia Patch, another junior Val Mullenkamp, and then two sophomores, Kiara Wendell and Allie Vaughn. Again, for Fort Recovery, it will be Collig, Wendell, Patch, Mullenkamp, and Vaughn. For LCC, it will be Santaguida, Wilker, Aaron Mulcahy, Mary Kelly Mulcahy, and Rosie Williams. Your starting lineups tonight.
All right, we're getting set there. There's two games here, and as Justin mentioned, we're in the lower bracket here at the Palace of Coldwater. Fort Recovery taking on Lima Central Catholic, who beat Ridgemont in the game earlier this week. And the other game will be Waynesville, Goshen, and Minster. And then that will propel the winners onto the St. Mary's, Memorial Sectional to the Wapakoneta District next week. Fort Recovery will be in their home white, purple numerals and lettering. And for LCC, they will be in their scarlet and turquoise. Scarlet red uniforms and turquoise blue. So we get set for tonight's basketball. And again, a reminder, we will go to University of Findlay after this game for Fort Recovery boys varsity basketball. Fort Recovery will be taking on Van Buren. Tyler Niekamp, of course, former Fort Recovery basketball player. He's the head coach of Van Buren. So they'll be playing at the University of Findlay. We'll have that game right after this sectional championship game here at Coldwater.
And the timing should work out pretty well, where we'll finish about the time they'll start. So should be able to go from one to the other.
And, of course, next week, if Fort Recovery girls win tonight, we'll carry the girls game next week. And we also have Jay County that will be involved in sectional action next week as well.
Yeah, pretty much Tuesday through Saturday next week, we'll have basketball here on the radio. Again, the Fort Recovery boys open on Tuesday night as well, so we'll also be carrying that game here. I think it's here at Coldwater also. So that will be Tuesday night. And Fort Recovery will be taking on Waynesville Goshen at 8 o'clock. So you can hear that game here on 100.9 on the radio.
All right, we're finishing up the starting lineups. Again, Fort Recovery under head coach Brian Patch in his fifth year. And for LCC,
it's Ron Williams.
So Ron Williams is the head coach for them.
It's actually nowhere on that sheet.
I was going to say, I was looking for it, and I'm like, I know I've got it on my other sheet,
right,
but not on the regular sheet. All right.
When I was down checking the roster, it's just like, okay, I don't see the coach on here. It's like, who was it? Okay, it's Ron Williams.
All right, Dr. Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's girls basketball game, the Family Dentistry Office. Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Fort Recovery with the basketball as we get into the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. The Indians with the basketball. The shot is off the iron, no good. And the rebound to Fort Recovery. So the first shot taken by Val Mullenkamp. Off balance shot is off the left side of the backboard by Allie Vaughn is no good. Back the other way, LCC, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery, and that will be whistled on Allie Vaughn.
Her first foul, team first. Fort Recovery, a couple of decent looks the first time, and an offensive rebound in there.
Well, you know, a lot of already physicality, if you want to call it that. They're letting the officials are letting it play. So I don't know if that favors or hinders Fort Recovery in this game.
Yeah, they're used to it. Both teams are a little rough. once you come over here in Ohio.
Pass on the low left block. And nice block, but they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery on Olivia Patch. So that will send the Thunderbirds to the free throw line. It'll be Rosie Williams.
She's not going to be easy to contend with down low for Patch and Mullenkamp.
First point of the game is good, and LCC with a 1-0 lead. Kalp Pharmacy with locations at Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcana, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. The second free throw was no good. Val Mullenkamp brings it across the timeline for Fort Recovery. Pass out on top to Olivia Patch. Now to Allie Vaughn, who dribbles and slices right in. A foul will be on LCC underneath the basket. And that foul will be on number 10.
Sophie Santaguida.
So Sophie Santaguida, a junior, gets the foul for LCC. Pass on the inbounds play. Nice soft shot is good by Val Mullenkamp to the left of the free throw circle.
Always a good thing when she makes her first shot. The thing is to make sure she doesn't disappear once we get to the second and third quarters.
Some full court pressure by the Indians, and they almost throw it away at the midcourt line, and they do. It's finally picked up in front of the LCC bench by Brooke Collig of Fort Recovery. So the Indians get the ball in the turnover. Stopping, shooting, missing off the back of the rim by Allie Vaughn. The follow-up is up and good by Olivia Patch. 4-1 Fort Recovery on the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. 6:15 to play here at the Palace in Coldwater. And a foul in the backcourt will be on the Indians on Kiara Wendell.
Yeah, this really doesn't favor Fort Recovery if they're going to call this tight like this, because the Indians only play about seven deep. So,
also talking about LCC, pretty much has a short bench as well. So it will be the act of who is going to last.
Yes, especially with all these fouls early.
Ball's tapped away, stolen at the LCC free throw circle for Fort Recovery. The steal by Kiara Wendell. 5:55 to play. Kalp Pharmacy first quarter, 4-1 Fort Recovery. Nice move inside, stopping, shooting, and hitting is Val Mullenkamp. It's 6-1 Fort Recovery.
LCC playing the man-to-man, but they've lost track of one of the Indians, so it's basically 5-on-4.
Here's a 3-on-1. Layup is blocked by Olivia Patch. Recycles it. Coming right back is Fort Recovery. Kara Wendell to a Patch. Spins, tries to pass it off, and it is apparently touched by LCC going out of bounds.
Yeah, she spun. It was deflected out of bounds by the Thunderbirds.
So 5:25 to play in this first quarter. 6-1, Fort Recovery. Pass on the inbounds play to Val Mullenkamp and traveling.
And she did.
More than likely, I know we don't like to call it ahead of time, but the winner of this game will more than likely get Minster.
Minster's only lost once this season, so more than likely, yes.
5:15 to play, clock ticking here in the first quarter. The ball's tipped away at the midcourt line. Still, oh, that was close to a 10-second call, but LCC gets it across the timeline.
Fort Recovery set up in the man-to-man themselves.
Right now, Fort Recovery defense extending LCC behind the three-point line, now dribbling in and losing the ball out of bounds is LCC.
Which is what they like to do with Fort Recovery, a very good defensive team. They allow opponents to only 36 points a game.
Jessica Welker lost the ball out of bounds, so Fort Recovery still with a 6-1 lead and make it 8-1. Nice driving two for the Indians by Kiara Wendell.
And if I'm LCC, I'm calling timeout here, but not yet.
They really have a hard time dribbling in the backcourt with the count on. They finally get it across the timeline. Now the steal by Fort Recovery. With it is Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp backs in, uses up the dribble. Up to the top of the key to Brooke Collig. Pass down low to Olivia Patch. Patch with a fadeaway. No good off the back of the rim. Almost Patch got her second foul on that one. But LCC with it. Cross the timeline. For recovery 8, LCC 1, 3:58 to play first quarter. With it is Williams. At the high post, double teamed. The kick out. Here's a long three. That's no good off the rim. And rebound for recovery. Mullenkamp quickly across the timeline in the corner. A three ball. It's off the rim. No good. Loose ball and out of bounds. Whoa. It looked like the ball was going out of bounds and LCC grabbed it. Now they change it because the LCC player grabbed it and then went out of bounds with it. So it is Fort Recovery ball.
Yeah, she just pointed in the wrong direction.
Hannah Carver is in for LCC. 3 minutes, 25 seconds to play in this first quarter. 8-1 Fort Recovery. Ball is tipped out of bounds by LCC, by Carver.
Well, the numbers on the front of the jerseys aren't
or on the back are not the easiest to see, absolutely.
The numbers on the front, definitely not, but the back aren't much better.
They have the turquoise numbers, but they have it with white trim, but it's still very difficult to see. 3:15 to play here in the first quarter. The Indians up 8-1. Cross-court pass. Nice pass to thread the needle. And Allie Vaughn gets the layup.
I'm not entirely sure that pass was meant for Vaughn. I think it was meant for Val Mullenkamp, and Allie just stepped in.
That turned out like that was the way it was supposed to be drawn up. Steal by Fort Recovery. Nice steal by Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery now with it. 2:45 to play. Stopping, shooting, missing. As Olivia Patch, the follow-up is good by Val Mullenkamp. It's 12-1, and LCC wants a timeout. Fort Recovery, a double-digit lead with 2:41 to play.
Yeah, they have no answer on rebounds inside. Fort Recovery just eating them alive.
We'll have more coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2222 2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Daniel Bracey is our studio producer, along with Justin Mangold. I'm Jeff Overholser here on Jay Country 101. 12-1 Fort Recovery with the early lead for the sectional championship. 2:41 to play here in the first quarter.
During the timeout, Paige Fortkamp checked in. Brenna Holman checked in. Val Mullenkamp went out. Brooke Collig went out.
Well, LCC having a hard time getting across the timeline, and they finally do.
They have a weird motion when they dribble. A couple of them dribble it way high. That one goes way wide.
Wilker with a shot. No good from the left side for LCC. Down on the block and the rebound to Fort Recovery for Paige Fortkamp. Kalp Pharmacy first quarter, 12-1 Fort Recovery. And that bodes well when you're hitting the shots. And that one, though, is an air ball by Patch deep in the right corner.
It's not they're just hitting their shots, they're getting a lot of shots. And that's something the Indians don't always do a lot of.
Down to a minute 40 to play here in the first quarter. 12-1 Fort Recovery on the Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. Welker will dribble in, pass it off. Long three, this one's no good. Nothing but, well, Paige Fortkamp there to wipe the board clean.
And pretty much all their shots lately have been outside for LCC.
Stopping, shooting with the left hand. Good. Nice shot by Allie Vaughn.
Now, Vaughn likes that spot on the elbow. A majority of her shots are in that same spot.
4 points now for Vaughn. Down to a minute to play here in the first quarter, and Fort Recovery with their biggest lead of 13. Dribbling down the baseline, the shot's no good. A foul will be on Fort Recovery on Paige Fort Camp.
That time Mary Mulcahy got around Fort Camp, and she's forced to commit the foul.
So Mulcahy will be at the free throw line for LCC. And that free throw is good. It's now 14-2. They're 2 points, both from the free throw line.
Now only four shots for LCC. Fort Recovery has about 12.
Collig and Mullenkamp are back in for Fort Recovery, while Patch and Vaughn are out. Second free throw is good. So McCall Cahey with first 2 points, two of the three. 14-3 now, Fort Recovery. 48 seconds to play in the Cap Pharmacy first quarter from here at the Palace in Coldwater. Mullenkamp puts it on the floor, one bounce. Passes it out to Kiara Wendell.
All right, Fort Recovery's not playing for one shot. 30 seconds to play.
Well, that shot, nothing but white jerseys, but the follow-up is no good. Maybe shoved in the back. But with 20 seconds to play, LCC with the basketball. The Indians up by 11. Wide open, three ball is no good. Underneath is Williams, muscling back up. Partially blocked by Fort Recovery by Val Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery going the other way. Fort Recovery left to right on your radio dial, and LCC right to left. 1 second, shot is in the air, no good. Good look by Brooke Collig at the free throw circle. So after one quarter, it's 14-3. Fort Recovery with the advantage, thanks to Cap Pharmacy for handicap medical equipment. Depend on Cap Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, the south edge of Fort Recovery, and the Fort Recovery Industrial Park.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fort Camp of Fort Camp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Camp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options. While
looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler of Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you'll have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
All right, over to Justin Mangold and the first quarter. It's 14-3, Fort Recovery by 11.
You can figure up the shooting percentage for LCC at this point. They are 0 for 6 from the field, 0 for 3 on threes, and 3 for 4 at the line. Fort Recovery 7 of 17 for 41%, 0 for 1 on threes and no free throws. Rebounding 10-5 in favor of Fort Recovery. Turnovers 5 for LCC and only 1 for the Indians, and now 6 for LCC.
Well, LCC has the ball taken away. Fort Recovery with Brooke Collig on the steal.
Again, only 6 shots for LCC compared to 17 for Fort Recovery.
The second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Stopping shooting and hitting is Val Mullenkamp. She has 8.
Yeah, right at the free throw line, easy shot. No one picked her up.
She has half of the 16 points for the Indians here in the second quarter. Again, we'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball from the University of Findlay. Fort Recovery boys taking on Van Buren. But first, we have the sectional championship, and a 3 is good by Aaron McCaulkey.
No one picked her up. They left wide open.
McCaulkey with first 3, and I think that's their first basket of the ball game.
It is.
First free throw shot is no good by Val Mullenkamp. LCC with a rebound. 16-6 Indians. 6.5 to play.
A 10-point game, Indians can't really let them back into the game. No more wide-open threes like they just had.
Rapidly moving ball game already. 6:15 to play here in the second quarter.
Yeah, after all the early fouls, they've stopped the whistles.
I was just thinking, did they swallow the whistle?
Yeah.
Now they're letting him play. We have good officials that are here tonight, quality officials from the OHSAA. For recovery with a steal, Olivia Patch with a jump shot, no good from the right side from 15. And the rebound to LCC.
Patch has missed a few on the outside. That's about the edge of her range. Might need to dribble, take a couple of steps in.
Lob pass underneath. The shot is up and good.
Hannah Garver, I think. No, it's 35.
Yeah, that's Anna Rios. 16-8. Fort Recovery's lead is 8. You just feel like Fort Recovery's just been dominant, but still, LCC very much in this ballgame.
Yeah, 5 in a row scored now for LCC.
5:10 to play. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery. Second quarter from here at the Palace in Coldwater. I'd like to thank Athletic Director and Tournament Director Eric Goodwin for allowing us to be here. They put on a great tournament here at the Palace in Coldwater.
And not a good pass by Vaughn. It's intercepted by LCC.
Williams double teamed. Pass goes to the left side. The shot's partially blocked. Good play by Fort Recovery and Brian Patch. Wants a timeout on the K&L Tractor Sales scoreboard. 4:46 to play, second quarter, 16-8, Fort Recovery. More in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery, Ohio, built tough with poultry growers in mind.
Good timeout by Coach Patch there as LCC's made a little run here. Fort Recovery's been making a couple of mistakes.
I think wanting to settle this, Brian Patch wanted to settle the team down a little bit. 4.5 to play in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Olivia Patch with the lob pass to Mullenkamp. Baseline shot in and out, back in. And Val Mullenkamp, that's her 10th point out of the 18.
She came to play today, and there's a near steal.
Ball slapped away, but it went off of Brenna Holman of Fort Recovery near the timeline. So it'll be LCC basketball. Ball is inbounded to Williams. Williams has it knocked away and a foul on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn.
Someone needed to come help Williams out as she was trapped over here by the bench.
Second foul on Allie Vaughn, so she will come out in favor of Brooke Collig.
Not much of a foul there compared to some of them that we've seen, but enough.
So LCC, Williams with the basketball. Pass goes to Sophie Santagoia, and her pass is stolen by Fort Recovery. Collig to Brenna Holman, and she was hacked. No yeah. Foul.
She got shoved in the back end. Her arm was held.
They are definitely letting them play.
Yeah, so much for our early fouls like we had. Like you said, they got rid of the whistle.
Well, the rate this game's going, we're only looking probably about 45 minutes.
That's what I was thinking earlier, that we're going to be done in plenty of time for the
boys. Yeah, Rob's could have had a pregame. Oh, that would hit the high corner and then careened right into the basket on a three-point shot by Hannah Carver. 18-11. Holman passes the ball out to Mullenkamp.
How often you see a shot banked in from the side.
That was kind of a weird angle.
Yes, definitely.
Mullenkamp underneath for Patch, and it's thrown out of bounds.
Right now they're just trying to force it inside. It worked when Val Mullenkamp caught the last one, but two out of the last three have been turnovers. And LCC back within sub and 18-11.
2:50 to play. K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter from here at the Palace in Coldwater. We're here for sectional championship lower bracket. The right to move on to the Wapakoneta District next week. LCC down with a layup. No good. Rebound Williams. That's an offensive foul on Williams to clear out space.
She went over and through the back. Her first foul, team second.
So 2:33 to play.
Yeah, 2:33 to play, and that's only their second foul. It's unusual.
And Fort Recovery with five. It's only seven whistled so far here in the first half.
And LCC has backed off on their turnovers here in the second quarter. That was their big thing in the first quarter. Just too many turnovers, not enough shots.
Olivia Patch, nice give and go, and puts it off the glass and in from the left side.
And a nice move. She can take to her defender. And she can all game. That's like what I said before, her outside shots. Take a couple of dribbles and go in.
A two-minute mark to play. K&L Tractor Sales. Second quarter, 20-11, Fort Recovery. And now offensive weave for LCC, trying to get somebody open. Three-point shot is up and no good. Long rebound to the corner to Fort Recovery by Holman.
Like you said, they had the weave. They got the open shot. Just didn't go in.
And they call turning the ball over on the dribble for Fort Recovery, so that's a turnover.
Okay.
I didn't see that. Minute 40 to play in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. And Holman will check out. Coming in for the Indians, Brooke Collick.
As Rob and I talk about a lot, if they're going to call turning the ball over like that, it needs to be obvious.
Yeah, that was not really obvious.
No.
Coming across the timeline is Mulcahy. And the ball's knocked away, loose on the floor, and we have a timeout. Fort Recovery alertly jumping on the basketball is Kara Wendell. So in doing so, she called a timeout. So Fort Recovery will call timeout with a minute 25 to play. 20-11. Indians back with more in a moment.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options, while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
Along with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholser back here at the Palace in Coldwater. Fort Recovery, a 9-point leader, 22-11.
Good crowd here for the Indians here tonight. A lot of purple.
Again, we'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball after this sectional girls game from University of Findlay. Fort Recovery will take on Van Buren. Here's a three ball from the top of the key, no good, by Mullenkamp. Rebound Fort Recovery. The ball is knocked away from Paige Fortkamp, and a foul will be on Fort Recovery. It will be on Paige Fortkamp. Team foul number six.
And the second on Fortkamp.
So I would think, Coach would think about maybe taking her out with a minute seven to play.
He doesn't always, but at least not now.
Full court pressure by Fort Recovery,
which has been pretty effective tonight.
LCC gets it across the timeline, double teamed. And LCC loses the basketball. That was Hannah Garver who lost the ball. And you would think Fort Recovery will go for the final shot with 45 seconds to play in the half.
Well, they did not at the end of the first quarter when they got the ball at about 45, so they do have it spread out for now. Which I was surprised they didn't hold for the final shot of the first quarter. And what happened was they turned it over, and that led to a three attempt for LCC.
So Fort Recovery, Val Mullenkamp will pass the ball back to Kiara Wendell. Down to 15 seconds to play in the K&L second quarter, down to 10. Wendell lost the ball, still loose, and she will be tied up. And the ball will go to Fort Recovery with 5.4 to play. And I think maybe she's getting up a little, maybe twisted an ankle. Not putting any weight on it, and that is Kara Wendell.
Yeah, that's what led to the turnover. She twisted the ankle, and she went down and lost the ball. She gingerly limps off the court with 5.4 to play.
So Allie Vaughn is in.
Right, Vaughn came back in here for the 5 seconds.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. And we've got a foul at the top of the key with 0.7 to play.
Not a bad foul. They had a foul to give, so that's only their third.
They've got more than that to give, but they do have foul to give. Hannah Garver with the foul. That's only team foul number 3 on LCC. So 35, Anna Rios will check in. Basically a quick catch and shoot. And looking. Long heave and no good. Good attempt, though, for Fort Recovery by Brooke Colley. That's your second quarter. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy, the first quarter, and K&L Tractor Sales for the second quarter. When we come back here at the half, we'll take a look at Inside the Numbers. Justin Mangold here on Jay Country 101 Radio. This is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. You're listening to sectional championship basketball for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976. For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Palace in Coldwater, Fort Recovery 20, LCC 11, first 16 minutes of this sectional championship game here at Coldwater, along with Justin Mangold. I'm Jeff Overholser. Let's go over to Justin and a look at the first half stats.
Indians got off to an 11-point lead after 1-14-3. Again, our halftime score, it's Fort Recovery 20 and Lima Central Catholic with 11. For LCC, they were 0-for-6 shooting in the first quarter. Second quarter, 3-for-7 for 43%. So at the half, LCC is shooting 3-of-13 for 23%. They were 0-for-3 on threes in the first quarter, 2-for-3 in the second. So LCC 2-of-6 on threes in the first half for 33%. And at the free throw line, 3-of-4 all coming in the first quarter for 75%. For Fort Recovery, 7-of-17 for 41% in the first quarter, 3-of-7 for 43% in the second quarter. So right in the middle, 10-of-24, 42% shooting for the Indians at the half. Only one three-point attempt in that first half. That was late in the second quarter. Actually one in each quarter, so they're 0-for-2 at the half. And no free throw attempts for Lima Central, for Fort Recovery there in that first half. So not many free throws for either team here tonight. Obviously none for Fort Recovery. And all of the Indian points were two-pointers in that first half. Rebounding 15-8 in favor of Fort Recovery, and turnovers 4 for the Indians and 8 for LCC. We'll check the individual scoring when we come back after this.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Fort Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off lists, ball camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it. Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
Back here at Coldwater again, 20-11 the score at the half. The Fort Recovery Indians in the lead. Scoring for LCC, they are led by Erin Mulcahy and Hannah Garver with three each. Mary Kelly Mulcahy with two. Anna Rios with two. And Rosie Williams with one. For Fort Recovery, Val Mullenkamp, a good first half with 10. Four for Olivia Patch. Four for Allie Vaughn. And two for Kiara Wendell. Again, 20-11 Fort Recovery leads here at the half. Indiana already playing their state championship games on the girls' side. And earlier today, Marquette Catholic won the 1A title. On the 2A side, Oak Hill beat Winchester. And on the 3A side at halftime, it's Northwestern 29 and Benton Central 13. So already playing state championships in Indiana here today.
Yeah, I was hoping for a Winchester win today, but doggone, it didn't happen.
Yeah, they were leading at the half, and Oak Hill just came back and dominated the second half for a 12-point victory. And two of the teams that Jay County played this year lost both of those times to Oak Hill and Winchester. And, of course, the Patriots narrowly beat Fort Recovery earlier in, actually at the end of last year. So, but Indians with a good lead here, 20-11 here today.
All right, we'll get ready for the second half here at Coldwater. Just a moment.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler of Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you'll have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options, while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, Pack-A-Sack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, LCC gets the ball to begin this third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms and LCC with a double dribble.
Started to drive toward the hoop, and referee caught her. Turnover number 9.
Stopping, shooting, and missing is Vaughn for Fort Recovery, but getting the rebound is Fort Recovery. Good to see Kara Wendell back in there for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, after she went down with the injury at the end of the first half.
Ball retrieved by Vaughn close to the 10-second line. 7-10 to play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Wendell does seem to be moving around pretty well, so must have been minor.
Pass to Vaughn. And the long three is no good. Retrieving her rebound in the corner is Brooke Collig of Fort Recovery. So they'll reset with 6:45 to play here in the third. With it is Mollenkamp. Jump shot is no good. And the foul will be on Olivia Patch.
Oh, second foul. So be out of bounds for LCC. Not a good start so far for the Indians. 0 for 3 on their three shots here.
LCC with the ball in the backcourt. Mulcahy with the basketball. Left-handed dribble. Jessica Welker with the ball.
And then still in the man-to-man.
Welker. And just passing it around the perimeter. There's not a whole lot. There's a long three. This one is good. Nice shot for LCC by number 21. McCulcahy. And that was dribbled off of the leg of Mollenkamp, out of bounds on the right side for a turnover on Fort Recovery. It's just a 6-point game.
Good patience that time by LCC in the last possession. Wait for the open shot. A lot of passing, but they got the shot they wanted. Now Fort Recovery goes back to the full court press.
That was close to over and back. Good defense by Fort Recovery, but good pass underneath, and a foul will be on Fort Recovery. There's some good passing by the Lady Thunderbirds. And Sophie Santagoria will be there at the free throw line for the T-Birds.
Foul goes on Kara Wendell, her second.
Well, this is getting kind of touch and go now. That free throw is good. It's 20 to 15. Fort Recovery's lead is only 5. As much as 13 points in the first quarter.
First points of the ball game for Santagoria.
Second free throw, good again. And we have a 4-point game. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 1-800-637-7161. Cooper Farms third quarter sectional championship here at Coldwater, 5:25 to play. Third quarter, we do have Fort Recovery boys basketball from the University of Findlay against Van Buren. That will come up after the conclusion of our game here at Coldwater. Long three in the air, that's short. And the rebound coming to Mokalkei.
Like she was had a toe out of bounds.
That was close.
I didn't see it.
5 minutes to play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It is WPGW-FM, Jay Country 101 Radio. It is straight up 7 o'clock. Pass underneath is poked away and stolen by Mullenkamp.
Yeah, Val saw that pass coming all the way.
Mullenkamp will turn, pass it to Vaughn. Vaughn off of the fingertips of Olivia Patch out of bounds.
Well, Patch started to go up for the rebound, thinking that Allie Vaughn was going to take the shot. Instead, made the extra pass. Turnover number six on the Indians.
Full court pressure. LCC needing to get the ball across the timeline. And they do. So, Welker.
Get a basket here. It's a one possession game.
Ball is back and lost at the timeline. Down with a layup. Fort Recovery good on the steal and basket by Kiara Wendell.
Well, that time LCC was trapped right at midcourt. They would have been better off going over and back instead of a live ball turnover.
And we have a blocking foul on Kiara Wendell of Fort Recovery.
Her third.
That's a 4:09 to play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's Hannah Garver checking in now for LCC.
That was a big steal. Like I said, it could have been a one-possession game had LCC scored on that possession.
Welker checks out for the T-Birds, and coming to the table to check in is Brianna Holman, undoubtedly to come in for Kara Wendell. Hopefully Wendell does not pick up her fourth before she can exit the ball game.
Almost did.
Oh, yeah, almost picked it up, picked up the foul, but picked up the loose ball. Quickly up court to Holman. Out of Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp to Vaughn, backs in at the free throw circle, backs it back out. Passes underneath, wide open is Mullenkamp, good.
They've not done that a lot here tonight where they came from the corner and Ralph Mullenkamp cut to the hoop and got the nice pass.
24-16, Fort Recovery, 12 points now for Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery bidding to go 12-11, and LCC trying to win for the second time this week. Pass to Williams on the right side. Cross-court pass into the corner for a three. It's no good, and the ball caroms out long to Brooke Colleg of Fort Recovery. Quickly across the timeline to Kiara Wendell. To Colleg, pass underneath for Patch. Sails out of bounds. Turnover.
It was there. They just needed to let it develop a couple seconds longer.
Now Holman checks in, and also for Fort Recovery, Fort Camp. Going out for Fort Recovery, Colleg and Kara Wendell. Ball almost stolen, almost saved. Good hustle by Allie Vaughn underneath the LCC basket, but it rolls out of bounds.
The LCC really having trouble with this press here.
2:47 to play here in the third. The Indians up by 8, 24-16. They've scored the last four after LCC scored five in a row. Trapping underneath, or trapping in the corner, then pass underneath, then back out on top for LCC to Mulcahy, and now traveling on LCC. And that's on I have a hard problem.
Easier said than done. Mulcahy,
yes.
Mulcahy. It's a different name than we're used to. M-U-L-C-A.
Kelly or Mary?
Mary Kelly, actually.
Mary Kelly? Okay.
Mary Kelly Mulcahy.
All right, Fort Recovery with the basketball. 2:15 to play. Lob pass underneath for Patch, and the ball's poked away by Williams, stolen by LCC.
And they started that in the first half, where they would go inside once, and then they try to go back too many times. That's the travel.
Travel on Williams. Double team. She muscled it up off the glass, and it went in. But they call a travel. Now the LCC coach talked to the official, and now two officials are talking together. One on the outer official, one the underneath official. Okay. So what are we going to get with 2:04 to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter?
Coach Williams is saying when she turned, that Fort Recovery hit it from the bottom, and that's what the referees are going to agree with.
So they're going to give it to LCC.
I'm not sure that's right, but that's what they're calling.
Now they're talking to Brian Patch. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, third quarter. 24-16, Indians by 8. Still 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Pass to Rios. Whips it around the corner, now underneath to Williams. It's almost like a box and one on Williams. The long shot is no good. Karam's into the corner and cannot be saved by Sanguia. So it will be Fort Recovery basketball. It you know, kind of gives you that feeling of the box and one. They go two on Williams every time she touches the basketball.
Yeah, a little bit. They've been trying to get into her a lot here in the second half. And like you said, the Indian defense has been good.
And Williams only has a point and a foul so far for LCC.
Yeah, she started off well, like they were going to go inside to her a lot, and it's just not happened.
Nice pass underneath to Patch. Now she's triple teamed and traveling on Patch. Well, that was almost quadruple team. Almost the whole team was collapsing on Patch.
Yeah, as soon as she caught the ball, they swarmed on her, and she just fell down. I would, too, if they had four people running at me.
A bull rush right at you.
That's pretty much what it was.
Minute 25 to play, Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, the Indians up by 8. The Cooper Farms scoreboard, Williams underneath. Shot is good, foul on Patch. And that will be her third. So now Williams has a chance for a three-point play.
Right after we talk about how the fact that she hasn't scored much, she gets it inside. The key is not letting her catch the ball down low. And if she does, get that box and one on her before she can turn.
Free throw is no good. The rebound to Fort Recovery. And now foul will be on LCC. It will be on Rios, number 35, her first.
Not many fouls in the entire game called on LCC. That's their first of the half.
Down to a minute to play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
See if they can go back to that backdoor play that Mollenkamp had earlier.
Holman. Passes it to Allie Vaughn, traveling on Vaughn at the free throw circle.
It just took too long to develop. Turnover number 6 of the half on Fort Recovery, 10 for the game.
24-18 Indians by only 6. You feel like Fort Recovery has pretty well controlled this game, but when you look at the scoreboard, still LCC an opportunity.
They haven't put them away yet. That's the key.
Still in the backcourt, LCC, and getting it across the timeline. Double team, now a steal for Fort Recovery. Up to Allie Vaughn, stopping, shooting, and scoring on the layup. 26-18. Good steal that time by Paige Fortkamp.
I thought Vaughn might have traveled before a shot, but luckily the referee didn't see it that way.
Kind of like the extra Euro step.
Yeah, a little bit.
Here's a steal by Fort Recovery in front of the LCC bench. The shot is up and no good by Kiara Wendell. And the rebound to Williams for LCC trailing the play. 10 seconds left here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 26-18 Indians. LCC, they'll need to get a shot. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. Shot goes up. No good at the buzzer. So after three, 26-18 Fort Recovery. Thanks to Cooper Farms for the third quarter. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in just a moment.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Along with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholser. Daniel Bracey is our studio producer. 26-18, Fort Recovery with a lead going to the fourth quarter.
Not much scoring in that third quarter as Fort Recovery only scored six, LCC with seven. Indians again shot 3 of 7 for 43%, 0 for 3 on threes. Lima Central Catholic, 2 of 8, 25%, 1 of 3 on threes, and 2 of 3 at the free throw line as we have a foul on the Thunderbirds.
Allie Vaughn will be at the free throw line for a pair. The foul whistled on Sophie Santagaria.
This is Fort Recovery's first free throw attempt of the game.
Are you kidding me? First free throw of the game.
They don't shoot a lot of free throws, and Coach Patz has talked about that throughout the year.
Allie Vaughn's free throw is good. 9-point Indians lead. Here on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter for quality building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Vaughn hits the second free throw. 10-point Fort Recovery lead, 28-18. 7:45 to play in the ball game.
This 2-2-1 press really giving LCC trouble the entire game. And there's a blocking foul.
And McCall Cahey brings it across the timeline and is met by Fort Recovery. And a foul on Brooke Collick.
Team foul number 5 on the Indians, so a couple more to the bonus.
7.5 to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. 28-18 Tribe. LCC in their scarlet red with turquoise numerals. Free throw just to the right of the free throw circle. 3-point range, no good on the 3-pointer by LCC.
The ball must have been kicked. I like how Fort Recovery is daring the Thunderbirds to make some threes, and they're leaving them open. They're just not knocking them down. Really packing the paint. So back to a 10-point game. It did get down to 4, and it could have been 2.
Ball is tipped out of bounds.
It was 20-16, and Fort Recovery's on an 8-2 run since then.
Paige Fortkamp will inbound the ball in front of the Fort Recovery bench. After the ball was kicked by LCC. Mullenkamp in the left corner, bounces it to the baseline, passes it out on top to Fortkamp. Collig underneath, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it will go to LCC. Foul Mullenkamp, it looked like he had been pushed a little bit. She was triple teamed.
There was not much dual contact for the held ball, but that's what they call.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. Nearing 6:20 to play, and the Indians by 10. Wow, some inadvertent. An LCC player is getting up hobbling, and now we've got a foul. And that is on Olivia Patch, and that will be her fourth, if that's on her. Yes, it is, her fourth.
So we'll see what Coach Brian Patch chooses to do. It looks like she'll come out, and Allie Vaughn back in.
Erin McCall-Cahy had, she would collide with a Fort Recovery player and get up hobbling and still hobbling a little bit.
Team foul number six, so the next one will be free throws for the Thunderbirds.
And now Fort Recovery will have to guard that basket. Here's a three, and it's no good. Long rebound in front of the LCC bench by Fort Recovery, Kiara Wendell.
And 10-point in-end lead, 28-18, 5:45 to play here in the fourth.
And I was actually in the hospitality room. Allie Vaughn misses. Williams gets the rebound, and Williams is fouled from behind. We were talking about one of the games that they were at was just an hour and 4 minutes, and we're an hour right now.
Yeah, once you get into these tourney games, they tend to be a little quicker than regular season games. Officials swallow the whistle a little more.
Well, that foul on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn, her third, 17th foul on Fort Recovery. And with 5:37 to play, timeout on the court, Fort Recovery, Indians by 10, 28-18. Fourth quarter being brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, LCC at the free throw line for a one and bonus. And that is Williams.
So far tonight, one of three at the line.
Rosie Williams free throw, no good. And the rebound coming to Fort Recovery. If LCC was wanting to get back into that this game, that was a big miss.
They're going to have plenty of chances down the stretch probably. Again, 5.5 to play already in the bonus.
Mullenkamp with a shot, a foul. Will be on number 10, which is Sophie Santagoia. And that will be her third.
Team third, but it's a shooting foul for Val Mullenkamp.
Free throw, good.
Val had 10 points in the first half, but only three since then.
Her 13th point of the game. 29-18 Indians by 11. Can they make it a dozen? No. Shot's no good. Ball is tapped out, picked up on the loose ball by Colleague. Fort Recovery has it again. Mullenkamp to Colleague. Kara Wendell. Colleague.
Yeah, work for the good shot. Nothing unnecessary here.
4 minutes, 55 seconds to play. Allie Vaughn for three. The shot's no good. Rebound, Mullenkamp back up. No. Ball is tipped. Pick up by Rosie Williams of LCC. Outlet pass. McCall-Cahy up with a layup. Good. That was a big shot. 29-20. Fort Recovery by nine. 4.5 to play.
Erin McCall-Cahy that time.
Allie Vaughn dribbles in, passes it back to Kara Wendell. Whip pass into the right side to Colleague. On underneath, nice move. Slicing in and scoring is Colleague.
I got to the hoop, nobody picked her up. That's Brooke's first basket tonight.
Nearing 4 minutes to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. Lob pass underneath for Williams. She muscles it up and scores.
That's what they'd like to do more. It's just it takes them so long to get it down to her. And just good defense.
31-22. Indians by 9. Again, stay tuned. We'll have boys basketball from University of Findlay. Fort Recovery taking on Van Buren. That shot's no good. Rebound to Williams.
And that was too early in the possession that time. We got a big lead here. 3.5 to play. Pass it around a few more times. Take some clock off.
And that's what LCC is doing, but I think they and then just lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's not what they want to do. It's what Fort Recovery is forcing them to do.
Wilkins lost it out of bounds for LCC. And I guess I was thinking of, you know, it'd be more of a hurry-up mode with you're down by 9. Still plenty of time, but you want to get into your offense quickly and try to get the basket quickly.
Yeah, the opposite of what you might think is Fort Recovery came down and took a quick shot. LCC was passing it around. It should be the other way around.
Allie Vaughn stops, tries to pass it to Patch and into the hands of Mullenkamp. She'll miss the shot. Rebound to Williams of LCC. Outlet pass wide open for the layup is good. And that is number 10, which is Sophia Santagaria. 31-24. I had to look at, take a double and triple take on their numbers on their uniforms.
Yeah, when she was coming down the court, I had to pick her up and make sure it was Santaguida. Got a foul called on LCC as they try and bump up their foul total. That is 4.
With it is Allie Vaughn. She goes in and is hacked and fouled.
Bailed out that time. Probably, again, should have taken it back out, but initiated the contact and drew the foul.
So Williams will get the foul.
It's her second.
So at the free throw line is Allie Vaughn. The free throw is no good off the front of the rim.
Still a 7-point game. Plenty of time. 2:50 to play.
Second free throw is good by Allie Vaughn. 32-24 Indians. 9 points for Vaughn. 2:45 left in the ball game. And LCC just kind of just passing it around. Clock ticking. Down with a layup, no good. So LCC will be at the free throw line, and we will return in just a moment.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Aaron McCall, he hit both free throws. Now it's only a 6-point game at 32-26. Still a lot of time at 2:20 to play. Pass underneath from Mullenkamp, almost knocked away. Allie Vaughn thought about baseline, cut off by Williams.
The Indians seem a little unsure of themselves here as the clock ticks down late.
Minute 58 to play, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter, sectional championship, and we've got a foul on LCC.
It's team foul number 6, so one more to the bonus. And as you and Coach Patch talked about, some of these players in different situations than they're used to in the first taste of tournament action.
Well, that foul is on Sophia Santagaria, and that is her 5th.
So she fouls out with 4 points tonight.
So replacing her is number 15, Hannah Garver.
A much easier name to say.
Down to a minute 45, and the ball's poked away. Loose, picked up by LCC by Garver. A lot of time left. Minute 35.
Don't have to have a 3 here, but if one is there.
There's a long shot, no good. Rebound, nice box out by Brooke Collig. And a foul will be on LCC. There's a collision with Colleg and the LCC player, and the LCC crowd was not happy. Well, the Fort Recovery crowd was not happy. They thought there was a little more extracurricular going on. So,
and another big miss. That could have been made in a one-possession game. Right now it's at six. One and one.
So Brooke Colleg will shoot the free throw. No good. And the rebound to Williams. Still only a six-point game. Down to a minute 20 to play in this Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Williams backing in against Patch. Misses the shot. Rebound, Mullenkamp. Nice help by Val Mullenkamp.
The Indians have made the defensive plays, got the rebounds when they've needed them, and another foul.
And that's team foul number 8. The foul will be on number 13, Jessica Wilker.
And Kira Wendell will have a 1-1. Only 1:08 to play, and then lead is 6.
Need to hit their free throws and do not. Rebound Williams. Another big miss for Fort Recovery. And LCC throws the ball out of bounds.
So that helps.
Threw the ball up to Aaron McCulcahy and fumbled it out of bounds. Now a foul. So 59 seconds to play. Fort Recovery to the free throw line.
Will be Kiara Wendell again, and she makes this one.
So, yeah, if you're going to salt the game away, hit the free throw.
And Indians have missed the front end of the 1-1 back-to-back times.
Second free throw, good. 34-26, 8-point advantage for the Indians with 55 seconds to play. Carver hands the ball off. McCulcahy will pass it out to Garver for three, and she swishes it. Timeout, LCC. 45.4 to play. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. This one's not over. Fort Recovery by 5, 34-29.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
34-29 the score, 45.4 to play.
And after three, Fort Recovery led at 26-18, and right now we're at 34-29, Fort Recovery in the lead.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. And we have another foul, so Fort Recovery will go to the free throw line.
If you're LCC, a very quick foul, that's exactly what you want to see. But it is double bonus time now, rest of the game.
Again, we'll be going to the Fort Recovery boys game at University of Findlay at the conclusion of this sectional championship game. We have 42.7 to play still. Anybody's game, the Indians up by 6, make it by 7, 36-29. They're starting to hit their free throws, Justin, when they need to here late.
Yeah, Kara Wendell's now hit 4 in a row.
LCC has to be in hurry-up mode. 30 seconds to play. Shot is taken and good. Nice shot. And LCC will call timeout again. Aaron McCulcahy with the shot. 26.7 to play, 36-31. Indians back in a moment. For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256. All right, with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholser. 26.7 seconds to play. 5-point Indians lead. LCC will pick it up full court. Pass up to Mullenkamp, and a foul at the timeline will be on LCC, and that will send Allie Vaughn to the free throw line for a one and bonus.
Well, the inbounds came in to Kira Wendell, which is who Fort Recovery wanted to have the ball, and LCC did not want to foul her, but that took time off the clock.
Free throw by Vaughn is good. 37-31, and Vaughn with 10.
And Vaughn makes him pay anyway, so. Make this free throw makes it really tough for the T-Birds.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound picked up by Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp is tied up, and Fort Recovery will get the ball on the alternating possession.
Well, a tough rebound for Mullenkamp. She was among four LCC players and able to get it. Big one there.
Mullenkamp with the ball down to 17 seconds, 16, and a foul on LCC.
So the Indians have taken about 10 seconds off on this possession. Just salting away the clock. Just made one free throw a moment ago. It's up to six, and now we'll have two more.
Wilker gets a foul on LCC. Her fourth free throw is good.
14 now for Val Mullenkamp.
So this would be a nice win for Fort Recovery, a sectional championship. Second free throw rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Williams. 13 seconds, 12, 11, 10. Indians by 7. LCC just passing the ball now. Long 3 is banked off the glass. And good by number 15, Hannah Garver. And with 3.1 to play, LCC calls timeout. 38-34, Indians will return in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off lists, ball camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it. Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
Ball is inbounded. Kara Wendell will dribble it out, and that will do it. Fort Recovery, sectional champions in the lower bracket here at Coldwater, 38-34 over LCC. LCC Thunderbirds finished the year at 12-12. Fort Recovery, 12-11. And Fort Recovery will move on to the Wapakoneta District to play the winner of our next game, which is here at Coldwater, Waynesville, Goshen, and Minster. But again, Fort Recovery, a winner, 38-34. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up of this Fort Recovery championship game coming up next.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling in cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, let's go over to Justin Mangold and a wrap-up of the ball game.
Yeah, some quick final thoughts or stats before we get to the boys' game. LCC goes 34% from the field, 36% on three-pointers, and 7 of 10 on free throws. Fort Recovery ends up only 14 of 37 for 38%, 0 for 6 on threes, and 10 of 16 at the free-throw line for 63%. Rebounding dominated by Fort Recovery, 30-19. And turnovers 12 for the Indians and 17 for LCC. Aaron Mulcahy and Hannah Garver each had 9 for the Thunderbirds, 5 for Mary Kelly Mulcahy, 5 for Rosie Williams, 4 for Sophie Santaguilla, and 2 for Anna Rios. For Fort Recovery, only 5 players scored and 3 in double figures, actually 2 in double figures. Val Mullenkamp with 14, Allie Vaughn with 10, Kira Wendell had 8. 4 for Olivia Patch and 2 for Brooke Collig. Again, the Indians go to 12-11 on the season, and LCC ends up at 12-12.
All right, final score again, 38-34, thanks to Justin Mangold and also to our executive producer of tonight's ball game. And, of course, stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball, and I forgot Daniel Bracey, but Daniel, thanks very much. Boys basketball coming up next, Fort Recovery at University of Findlay against Van Buren. I'm Jeff Overholser from the Palace in Coldwater. Until next week, good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.